This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Starting the hour, here we are to do just that on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along and happy to present these ladies. The DJV Experience presents Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen on the ball, ready to go, starting with Jennifer, who's ready to jump off the diving board and into the pool of information that's all over you. Isn't it amazing thinking about how many opportunities we have? Every time we start an hour, we have a fresh way for getting into people's heads, going through the cycles of news and information. I was thinking about this, how many rounds we've had together, Jennifer, because you and I have been together for a long time. And even the ladies who are on board now, Victoria, you've been here, what, 3 years, 4 years? How long
about
have you
three
been?
About 3.5, yep.
3.5. And Kara, you've been here longer than that, right? Haven't you? When you think back,
yeah,
what, how,
yeah.
What
it's
bliss?
Like 5 years.
But wow.
Bliss is, oh, yeah, sure. That's
right.
That's so, yeah.
That's a word.
It's a bliss of, bliss-a-palooza. Maybe that's a good word for it. All right, so Jennifer, let us break thoughts together on our knees. Remember that song, Break Bread Together? Let's break our thoughts.
No, I don't.
Bring our thoughts. You don't know, let us break bread together? You don't know that song?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Missing out culturally on some big. I'll sing it for you if you like.
Something big. No, that's
let
right.
Us break bread together on our knees. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something that's pretty serious. It's affecting the whole nation, but specifically my home state of California, where the homeless problem has just exploded over the last several years. There are more than 500,000 people homeless each night in the United States. This is according to a new White House report. Nearly half of them are all in California. Think about that. Half of the homeless population resides on the streets of California. 47% of all unsheltered homeless people nationwide, those who sleep in areas not meant for habitation, that means sidewalks, parks, cars, abandoned buildings, rather than in shelters, live in California, according to a new report. Unsheltered homeless people represent just over a third of the overall homeless population nationwide. Because you can be homeless and live on your mom's couch. But we're talking about unsheltered homeless people who actually live on the street where you can see them. Well, they count in that category. Funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
They do count. And California is trying to figure out what in the heck to do. This report came out from the White House Council of Economic Advisors. At the city level, 4 of 5 cities with the highest rate of unsheltered homelessness are in California as well. There's San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Rosa, which is wine country near Sonoma, and San Jose. Seattle joins California's municipalities in the top 5 at the city level. In recent weeks, reports have suggested that the Trump administration may actually stage an intervention, a federal intervention, I guess, into California to address homelessness in the state. For state homelessness rates, this is kind of interesting, the District of Columbia has the highest in the country at 5.8 times the United States national rate. New York is next, followed by Hawaii, Oregon, and California. The 5 states together comprise 20% of the overall U.S. population, but have 45% of the country's homeless population. Now, the White House is saying that this at the state level in California, certainly these unsheltered homeless people who have popped up literally in the last 2 years, there's always been some homeless people you'd see by the beach, you'd see them walking around, but now there are entire tent cities that have popped up under freeway overpasses in cities and just all throughout Los Angeles, San Francisco, all throughout the big cities in California. And the state has thrown some money at it. They've already spent $1 billion on trying to tackle this problem, but that doesn't seem to be helping. The White House is now saying that if the states can't do it, that they might have to get involved at the federal level. you know, for me, this is it's not an easy fix. A lot of people think that if you throw money at the homeless problem, that it just will go away. But the people who are unsheltered homeless, we're not talking about the guy living on the couch. The people who are on the street, in many cases, are choosing to live there. And I think the majority of cases are choosing to live there because they're fighting a bout of addiction or mental illness.
We know what the problem is. What's the fix? That's the thing. I mean, we can talk about the problem.
Nobody wants to. Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it. But I mean, in my world, the fix is that you need to get these people healthy. You need to get them into some sort of treatment facility, whether that includes rehab or that includes treatment for mental illness. These people are not living a meaningful life. They're living out on the streets and are zombies, essentially. I mean, you can see them.
But if you throw people like that into rehab and they don't really want to be rehabbed, doesn't that just create more spending and it's just a diminishing return? And I hate to talk about a human being like a financial decision, but ultimately this does become a financial decision.
Well, it no matter what, because then you've got them living. So basically,
I mean,
they're either living on the streets,
right?
Or,
but like, not like you'd be like Ronnie from the Jersey Shore, but we know he does not want to really get clean. You know,
right.
So it's similar. There are a lot of cases like that.
But I think when they get on the streets and they can't take care of themselves, and this is more than. The circumstances surrounding these people, it's so intense, and you can tell. I mean, it's if you and I know that you can because you're near New York, and I'm sure there's probably a homeless population. There has to be some sort of forced facility. There does. There needs to be. And President Reagan ended mental institutions. He took that away because of the corruption. I think we can do better than what was done back in the 80s. I think we can provide care. And that's in one case where I'd spend money on them, because I think that you can get them to be functional if you get them clean, if you can at least get them treated for the mental illness that they're probably using drugs to treat, and try to get them back to being productive members of society again.
Yep. No, I agree, and I believe in rehab, but it's just, you know, it's tough. Some people just do not want the help.
It's really amazing how things that the complicated. I feel like this is a theme here to the program today, maybe this week. How things just officially or unofficially don't work. Things just don't work. We have all of this stuff that's around us. In a moment, I want to talk about vaping and what's going on around the country with that, because it is one of these things we seem to now be focused on a lot. What's good? What's bad? What's real? What isn't? Next on the DJV Show.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour on the DJV program. Kansas announcing the death of another state resident in association with vaping. Governor's office said the man was over 50, had underlying health issues. It's the second vaping death in Kansas. Kansas Health Department has partnered up with the state's education department to teach students about the dangers of e-cigarettes, which is where the real problem is. We've acknowledged that some of the states like New York and Michigan have started cracking down on teen use by banning flavored e-cigarettes. In California, the governor announced an executive action against e-cigarettes last week. And this week in Massachusetts, Governor Baker has put a four-month moratorium on vaping without really... it's interesting because I live in Massachusetts most of the time, and I'm looking at this and... seeing Governor Baker is disappointed. I voted for him, supported him, but he's a reactionary. That's the best way I can describe it. There's a real danger to vaping, and especially when it comes to kids, to children. There are a lot of people who have used vaping to get off of tobacco products that have, well, that was originally, I think, why that stuff was created. The idea, the philosophy, the sales pitch was if you're a smoker and you want to get off of the nicotine habit, then use electronic cigarettes. And then these people started putting nicotine into the vaping, the electronic cigarettes. And then they started putting flavors in them, and kids started buying them. They thought they were, you know, this is cool. Let's do this. And so the thing has grown way out of control. And so the reaction rather than the action, I find. I mean, I don't know in California, Jennifer, whether you think that was the right thing to do, whether you ban the flavored cigarettes. That seems to be the move. But yeah, here in Massachusetts,
I don't know that it
Baker
saves any
just
lives
said,
short term. They're just getting rid of vaping altogether, right?
Well, yeah. Well, at least for now, there's a four-month moratorium. Meanwhile, a lot of these shops that are selling a lot of other things...
How are you going to wipe that out, though? That's the problem.
I know.
You'd have to read.
Well, it's gone to the black
market. There are a million vape
shops
everywhere.
That's the problem. Right, but the problem really is,
Victoria, and the internet, yeah.
And I'm looking at some of the things my son has been. We're studying it because it affects some of the people who would use the products that we're really going into the hemp business. That's really what's happening on the farm. Cannabis is actually a side when you get right down to the bottom line, is a side business. Hemp is the real business because there's real help there. A lot of these vaping shops are going to be selling hemp products and are now, and that all gets unplugged, if you will, uncorked around the hysteria of vaping. And deal with it like a real leader. Deal with it by looking at flavored e-cigarettes. That's what the kids are buying. So ban them. And don't just do...
Well, that's what New York did. Yeah.
Yeah,
they banned...
Right.
Yeah. But what you're talking about with hemp, that's totally not affected by this. So
It affects the stores that are... No, hemp isn't affected by this at all.
Yeah.
Because you don't smoke it, although some people try to. That's not what it is. Hemp is... There's really nothing you can find wrong with hemp. Any aspect of hemp, whether it's the oil, whether it's the stuff that's used for clothing... Food.
Why don't we enforce the law instead of banning stuff? Why are we selling any kind of these products? None of these products should be in the hands of kids.
They're not even lawful, though. That's part of the problem right now.
Well, they're going to send people to black market. It's going to be where they go. That's what will happen. Force people to black market. 21 after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah, we got drunk on La Cienega Boulevard, taking pictures of people we thought were stars. It's easy to give in.
I'm close and personal with Kenny Chesney now in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. He's going to headline Buckeye Country Superfest 2020 at the Columbus Stadium next June. We're already into next June. We'll be June 20th of next year. He's going to be joined by the Florida Georgia Line folks, Kane Brown, Brett Young, Gabby Barrett, and Tyler Rich. Says, quote, to say we are stoked to share the stage with the king of island vibes himself is an understatement, said Brian Kelly from FGL. We've been huge fans of Kenny for a long time, and this is definitely going to be a party. So where does Kenny Chesney fit, Jennifer, on the country hierarchy of pop stars nowadays?
Towards the top, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, Kenny Chesney, when he goes on tour, he sells out stadiums. I would say, yeah, he's definitely at the top of the list, top of his game. And you can tell that because Florida Georgia Line, big stars, but they're not taking top billing here. It's Kenny Chesney that does it.
Is this a first for these two acts to be together?
Yeah, and they're perfectly matched together, actually. It makes a lot of sense, I think. Yeah.
Buckeye Country Superfest be the brand's first stadium show, at least in Ohio. Tyler Hubbard of FGL says each one has its own iconic magic, and we can't wait to see the Buckeye fans out in full force. When asked about coming to Buckeye Country Superfest, Young added, quote, performing in a football stadium in the summertime for thousands of hyped-up country music fans will always be pretty surreal and special. Ohio, my calendar is already circled for this one. 2020 will mark the fifth year Ohio Stadium opens its gates for Buckeye Country Superfest. A crowd of 55,402 country fans attended Buckeye Country Superfest this year, setting the single-day attendance record for that festival. Tickets start at $39.50, go on sale the 4th of next month, actually next week, at BuckeyeCountrySuperfest.com. You got that? BuckeyeCountrySuperfest.com. DJVBlack.com. Another country act in the focus here at 26 past the hour is Lady Antebellum. They've announced the autumn release of Ocean, the trio's first full-length LP since Heartbreak a couple of years ago. Ocean is due out November the 15th. Tracks are already available from the forthcoming album. One of the songs is called Pictures. The group's current single, What If I Never Get Over You? That's an interesting country. Isn't that? That does. The Ken Burns thing keeps repeating the, if it's philosophy, whatever, the theme of what is the consistency through country music. Heartache, breakup, that sort of stuff. Maybe that's not news to you, but I think it's interesting the way that show is, you know, is kind of focused on the people who created the music and what was going on in their lives. That's what that show is really doing. Don't you think so, Victoria, the way that they're putting...
I haven't seen it. I don't have PBS.
Oh, I thought you had. Oh, that's right, too. I thought you had. Yeah,
no, okay. We just downloaded the PBS app, and we're hopeful that maybe this weekend we'll be able to see some of it. But
yeah. You'll be hooked when you watch it.
I'm sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
Back to Lady Antebellum. There's a collaboration with Little Big Town on this thing called The Thing That Wrecks You. Closing the album is its emotionally charged title track, a ballad featuring Hillary Scott's yearning lead vocal accompanied by Dave Heyward on the piano, which is officially out today, in fact. They were in Las Vegas earlier this year for the Other Kind of Vegas residency. Lady Antebellum road tested some of the new music that will be included in this 13-track LP. So, you're a fan, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Go out of your way to get this?
I really like her voice.
Yeah, I like every single track they've released so far, so I might buy this one, too. I like them a lot.
Okay, good. All right, well, there it is. A couple of endorsements for the new Lady Antebellum album called...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reversing course and announcing the start of an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, saying that revelations from a whistleblower about a Trump phone call with the new Ukrainian president were the last straw.
The facts are these. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible.
The top House Republican, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, reacts to the announcement.
What she said today made no difference of what's been going on. It's time to put the public before politics.
Coincidentally, President Trump and Ukraine's president are to meet today at the United Nations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
More great ideas in the focus on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence, as has Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. As we work our way through more information, I'm going to take you down on the farm in a little bit. But first, Victoria has the latest when it comes to ranking consumer confidence. This is something that all of us ought to pay attention to. So now, Victoria, the stage is yours, the virtual stage, as it were.
Well, the September Consumer Confidence Report just came out, and it had a lot of surprises in it. The Conference Board, which is an industry group made up of a bunch of different economists and Wall Street speculators, experts, people like that, they're the ones who actually put forth this report every month. And so for the month of September, it really shocked their projections. It was a lot lower than they anticipated, and the consumer confidence actually fell the most in 9 months. in September. Really? And yeah, they said that Americans are just, they're not spending money.
What would be the reason for it?
The number one reason they cite is the China trade war. That's the number one reason that they, all of these people together, the 49 economists who were polled, had expected. Now, there's different index readings, and so they had expected a reading of 133.5. The actual number that came in was 125.1, and they said that that was even after they adjusted their speculation. They thought that it would be, their projection was 134.2, so they had actually thought that that was a conservative amount that would probably be on target, and they apparently were very surprised to see that it was at 125.
Do you think that comes from a lack of understanding of the benefits? Because straightening things out with China actually in the long run is probably beneficial to us. But do you think they look, do we have a superficial society that just looks at the surface and looks at today?
I don't know. I don't know how people spend their money. I think every single person is different with what motivates them to spend money. The other downside to this is people are saving more money, which is a good thing, but they're not paying down their credit card debt. So if you're saving money and you're not paying down your debt, that still puts you at like kind of a net zero. So that's another thing that came from this report. They said September's reading marked the largest shortfall relative to Wall Street's expectations since 2010. This is a 9-year low. It's not great. I also think that some people are sensing that there is a slowdown in the economy. A lot of economists have been saying for 6 months they've already seen it, but I think consumers are starting to feel it.
Well,
here
but it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because some people who are in the business, by plan, because the market people are the ones who benefit from this. Look at it that way. The people on Wall Street that short stuff, they plan things. You don't think, I'm pretty, when it comes to conspiracies, this is on the top of my list, frankly. The way the economy is manipulated, banks and people who have lots of money invested in stocks and I just think that they can, it's too easy.
But see, most people, this is what, you know, a lot of people talk about Wall Street all the time and how it affects everything. It does affect things, but most Americans do not have a portfolio that is involved with the stock market. And that's
but
something
they spend
that,
money. And they have
spend money, but they're not spending right now. And so that's the quote from the senior director of the conference board said, the escalation in trade and tariff tensions in late August appears to have rattled consumers, and that's why September was so low. I also think that people have been hearing the economy is going to slow down. It's going to slow down.
That's what I'm saying.
And people are starting to save money.
The news media creates this in people's mind. That's exactly right. Yes.
No, but it is going to slow down. We are due for a recession. It may not be
the same time. Why are we due for a recession?
Because it's the cycle of the market.
I know, but why?
That's what keeps it healthy. It's like a volcano. Sometimes it's got to explode, then it builds up again. It's just, you know, that's how it works. So if people don't know what that means...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know,
I don't disagree with
but I think most people, you know, will hear, oh, the economy, we're headed for another recession. They remember what it was like right after George Bush, 2008. Oh. The housing market crumbled. And you know, there are still foreclosures that
people are dealing with. Bank corruption.
So I think people hear the word recession and they think back to 2008, which was a terrifying time for a lot of Americans. So, and that was a global recession too. That wasn't just America. Yeah. 2008 was a global recession. This is not projected to be anything like that.
Yeah. And this spending slowed down a little in Europe as well. Let's see. It'll shake out.
Well, that's probably some EU and Brexit fears too.
Yep. There's a lot of that. You're right. More fear-based thinking, as Jennifer just suggested. Here's something, by the way, speaking of fear-based thinking, the closing down of nuclear power plants. For example, the latest to close down, the famous Three Mile Island nuclear plant, shut down last week after it became the site of the first nuclear power accident. Remember that happened? They said last spring the people that owned the Three Mile Island, they were going to close it. They've tried to get necessary subsidies from the state to keep it going and up to snuff. They said the plant had not been profitable for 5 years. I just don't get what it is. Again, fear-based thinking, nuclear energy, what's going to happen? Everybody who's around one of these plants is going to look like the people who survived Nagasaki and Hiroshima. That's just not true. It just isn't. Here versus Chernobyl in the way.
Right?
Well, but you see, that's it. That's everybody puts them in the same category, and that's not smart. The Chernobyl was built out of cardboard. It was basically just thrown together.
Yeah, but look at what happened to Fukushima. What is it, Fukujawa?
Yeah, that wasn't very well built. Yeah, it wasn't well built. It wasn't well planned.
Now they have what? We just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. They have all this tainted water that they're going to release into the Pacific Ocean and kill all the fish.
But you see, that doesn't mean, but that's back to what we were just talking about with regard to fear based thinking with the economy. It's like, hello, all cars, you drive a car. You get into a car, turn the key on, start the engine, and drive it. That doesn't mean all cars are the same. They appear to get you from one place to another. So the same can be said for a lot of things, including nuclear energy. I've always been a proponent of safe nuclear energy. I was talking to an environmentalist at a gathering the other night, and you know, he said, I'm glad you're here, because it was sort of an environmental group. I am an environmentalist. I'm very conscious of that, mostly because of my upbringing on the farm and understanding what it's like to conserve a piece of land and what is healthy and what isn't healthy when it comes. That's why I'm so anti-Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow Chemical, because of what I know they have done to our soil. And that continues, by the way, with the billions of birds that are going to be on a television program this Friday talking about farms and how they've been affected by all the birds, the bees, the butterflies that are disappearing because of this SHI you know what that comes from these companies that have managed to proclaim we're innocent of all of this. This is up to the farmer. They use too much of it or whatever. Blame it on the farmer. You can't blame the 2.9 billion birds that have been that have disappeared in the last 30 years on anything other than what we're spraying in the air, what we're putting on our plants, and what we are dumping in the ground. That's it. Period. End of story. So I was thinking one step further, as many of you hopefully either listen to or go download the podcast of the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week a different focus. One of the things I'm going to focus on this week is what happens to children as they grow up on the farm or around the farm versus children that do not grow up in that same atmosphere. You've heard me say many times when discussing my philosophy about health and my well-being, to put a sort of a point to it, because I use myself as an example all the time, I grew up around dirt, manure, animals, all kinds of things that many people consider yucky. Ugh, that stuff's terrible. Well, you know what? I'm probably the healthiest person my age that you'd find anywhere. And I attribute it pretty much 100% to what I grew up around. And so we see a lack of that today. There's a survey that I found on Facebook, actually, with the food and farm facts. It actually goes into the research of health, how respiratory immunity, how other sorts of things that we've developed on the farm for generations, letting children romp around the farm, get dirty, how positive that is. And now we don't have farms, how sickly our children are. And you can draw a direct line. This is not an up and a down and a sideways curve. This is a direct line. I don't know what to do about it, because we're destroying our farms right and left with the stuff I was just talking about, all the sprays and things. Plus,
well, we're also a very sanitized culture, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all that Purell crap.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible for you.
It is.
It is. So, anyway, most of the credit belongs to livestock exposure and living around animals that are less than sanitary, and that's where the straight line. If you look at this, it is absolutely babies, children living in rural, not sanitized or unsanitized environments have a more vigorous immune system. Studies showing a link between rural environments and a decrease in asthma and allergies among residents because of that. So It's pretty intriguing information, actually, for those of you who are urbanites and suburbanites and kind of make fun of people who live in rural America. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds here about fecal transplants that were taken from infants.
You need to write a book. Dr. Dougie says cow poop for better health.
Come on.
But, I like, kids don't play in dirt anymore.
No,
forget about cows. Like, kids don't make mud pies anymore.
No.
Like, they just don't. They're not outside. They're in basements and playing
fault.
Video
kids
games.
Kids want to make mud pies.
Wake up.
But,
that's
but I think parents drag them out and say, don't touch that. You're going to die if you touch that.
Yeah, it really is. And it's silly. Where'd that come from? It came from our disjointed connection with our food, where it comes from, in the farm. Basically, that's where it comes from. Food for thought. Here's what's going on the DJV podcast at djvshow.com. Focus on Downton Abbey, the movie. And here are my comments and other comments. What's going on at the box office. And then those who were at Storm Area 51. How that fell apart. The crazy smoke potting. Wait a minute. How about a pot smoking? Let's do it that way, Doug.
I like smoke potting better.
On the American Airlines flight. Avocados are the focus, too, of part of our conversation on the DJV Show. So check out the podcast, djvshow.com. You can find us anytime on iTunes, wherever you get your favorite podcast. You can listen to us 24 hours a day, djvshow.com. Just click on the listen button. That's it. That's how it works. This is, in fact, the DJV program at 46 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A new approach known as Enhanced Recovery After Surgery, or ERAS, is helping patients leave the hospital sooner and get back to normal life.
What we've known from a lot of information, a lot of studies, is the longer patients stay in the hospital, the higher their risk of complications. Because they're not doing what they normally do, they get exposed to things they don't normally need to be exposed to.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says ERAS began in Europe to limit medical interventions that were counterproductive.
So we weren't traditionally feeding patients right away. Well, what do you normally do? You eat. And so they started feeding patients the night of surgery. They started letting them drink rather than giving them IV fluids. It's just one of those areas where getting home and getting back to your routine actually helps you.
Treating pain prior to surgery and avoiding systemic narcotics are also part of ERAS. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is that just gas passed by a dog? Is that what I just heard there, Warren? Wait a minute. What's the story? Gas passed by a dog. We all have dogs.
I believe that was a burp.
Okay, so here's the question. Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, is here from the the pet show. Okay. So
I started many interviews, but that's the first time I ever started an interview.
Warren, this is me. This is your pal, Dougie Wuggy.
You're right.
Did cats pass gas? Dogs pass it all the time. Cat gas? What does cat gas smell like?
Ew. Who would even want to experiment?
I
want to
know
that?
What the story is with cat gas. Cats are so perfect in everybody's mind. I don't think they have much, kind of stuff going on as the dogs do.
First of all, Doc, 10 people in a room, all right?
Yeah.
Something passes gas. Everyone looks at the dog, and you know it's not the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, people blame the dog automatically.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not. But cats do pass gas.
Really?
Yes.
And is it odoriferous or what is it?
I've never spent that much time sniffing it. None of my. You know, I'm a behaviorist. Like I work with the other side of
it. Well, but passing gas is a behavioral problem. You got too much gas. Out it goes.
How is that behavior?
Right. Oh, but it's what you eat. If you are what you eat, right? If you're,
but then again, blame it on the people. Cats don't open the can themselves, so blame it on the people that are feeding them too rich a diet. That's what I say.
All right. Okay. By the way, can I count on this being the number one issue this week on the pet show when you go on the air on Saturday?
A flatulence in your pet. That's my topic this week.
Right. No. Flatulence in dogs, we got. Flatulence in cats. And I want to actually know about turtles. I just want to know about all animals, how much gas they pass. And when you see bubbles...
Why don't we just talk about cows, then? I thought we were going to talk about the dog flu.
Well, we are.
Cat flatulence is really not that exciting.
Well, but, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty. When you see the bubbles in the fish tank and you think it's them exchanging oxygen, it's not. It's gas from the fish.
Doug, we've been friends for a long, long time.
Yes, we have.
And if worrying about the type of gas that other animals pass keeps you up at night, you've got to find a hobby.
I'm here to observe, to listen, and to learn. So there is a problem, apparently, with the doggy flu going around. There's a problem with all kinds of things in the air. So how does one cope with doggy flu?
Well, you know, the doggy flu is entirely different than the human flu. You know, people that get the flu, we have seasons for the flu. But with the dog situation, the flu season is 24/7. So people often ask me, is it important to have a flu shot for your dog? And it really depends on the type of guardian you are. For example, I get a flu shot for my dogs for several reasons. Number one, I don't take them. I don't take them to boarding facilities or anything. However, the flu virus can hang out in your clothes for like 48 hours. So with the amount of animals I work with and the shelters I go into, I'm always fearful of bringing something home. However, if you have a dog that you take to a boarding facility, a dog that goes to doggy daycare, if you go to group obedience training, or even to a dog park or a groomer, it's kind of important to have the dog vaccinated because it's picked up by sneezing and coughing. It can lay on surfaces for, as I said, up to 48 hours. And, you know, it's not deadly, but, you know, if you've ever seen a dog with kennel cough or a flu-type situation, it can be pretty aggravating for the dog. So it's something you need to take care of, and especially if you have the type of dog that's exposed to other dogs. And if you walk your dog's exposed to other dogs. So I think having the para-influenza shot, which is what it's called, is the way to go. But also check this. If you're going to be boarding your dog at a facility, now they may not ask you if your dog has a vaccination. You might say, that's great, even though your dog does. You want to make sure that every dog at that facility, and these people are really stringent about that, but every dog at that facility has a record of getting a vaccination from their veterinarian. When I ran my boarding kennel in New York for many years, I had to see a vaccination certificate from your veterinarian with all the vaccinations, including the para-influenza, just to prevent it from spreading to other animals.
All right, so the dog gets it. What happens if the dog is exposed and doesn't have... This sort of plays into something I've been talking about with regard to the immune system. Immune system of animals on the farm, the same as humans. So now we don't have a lot of people on the farm. Let's say the dog gets the influenza, then what happens? What do you do?
You treat it pretty much the same way you would treat the human flu. In other words, over a period of time, it's going to go away. Just let me make this statement, though. You can't get the dog flu if you're a human being, and the dog is not going to get the flu from a person. So, and not vice versa, so you got to be careful about that. But if you're going to expose your dog and he's around other dogs, other animals, vaccination, security, safety, that's the best way to go.
All right, so get that to your dog. Most vets, if they're on the ball, will be they'll be looking for this and advising you of same, it would seem to me. Check it all out. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com, and the show itself, where you'll hear a lot of talk about
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.